It's Friday morning and it's the 8th of June, and each week we bring you CEO Live on LBC London News. Chance to hear from the people behind various sectors of industry with a London twist. Edwardian Hotels London is one of the UK's largest and most dynamic independent companies. Amir Jatti is a Service Excellence Director and joins me now. Good morning to you, and well, tell us about the company.
Edwardian Hotels is owned by Jasminder Singh, our chairman. Mm-hmm. It's a family-owned business that has been leading the hotel industry since 1977.
Okay, and you've got a number of hotels that are kind of well-known in town, including the Mayfair Hotel. Which other ones do you have?
Correct, we have our Leicester Square property, which is opposite in the Hampshire. We have Monmouth, Mercer Street. We also have Vanderbilt in Kensington and the Sussex in Oxford Street as well.
And does it employ quite a lot of people?
Yeah, absolutely. We have approximately 2,500 employees for the group.
Okay, so it's pretty big. And you also don't just focus on having people to stay, but you also have a lot of focus on the food side of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Our chairman and so forth, and the group's ethos is one of fantastic food. Hence, I was brought in 3 years ago to take over all restaurants and bars.
Okay, and what I notice as well is that you're doing a bit of a big recruitment drive, particularly at the Edwardian Hotel's new Manchester restaurant. And what you're doing is quite different in terms of the recruitment process.
Absolutely. We will go live to the public in October with Peter Street Kitchen, our third kitchen concept, which follows London. Here we have the Mayfair Kitchen, Monmouth Kitchen, and opposite your building, Leicester Square Kitchen. So we're going to recruit approximately 80 to 90 new staff personnel for a concept which is going to be contemporary Japanese and contemporary Mexican small plates.
Okay, so what is it like, an audition process?
Absolutely. Casting days will be on June the 19th and July the 16th, where we will ask Manchester to come on board and start to recruit for all levels of headway. Waiters, kitchens, chefs, and all personnel related.
Everyone knows in the hospitality industry, it's really important that you have a great connection with the customer. That's one of the things you really focus on when you're bringing people on board.
100%. I think from my background, from the careers that I've had in the industry as well, guest satisfaction and service is imperative for any restaurant or hotel.
In terms of the London market, is it things that, obviously, loads of tourists are always in the capital. Do you think things like, we had the Royal Wedding recently, do things like that, big events, sporting events, does that increase the number of people that decide to come and stay and visit the hotels?
Yeah, absolutely. However, our hotels have got very strong in the market at the moment. Our occupancy, we're always striving for 100% occupancy throughout our 12 hotels at any given time.
Do you know what the expansion plans are in the pipeline?
Absolutely. Manchester, obviously, we're going to be spending approximately $3.3 million on the ground floor refurbishment. And of course, opposite, as you can see, our new hotel is coming up more and more significantly, due to go live to the public in the first quarter of 2020.
And how big is that one, do you know?
This will have approximately four to six restaurants and bars inside, and a rooftop upstairs as well, which approximately can accommodate 300 guests.
Do you have any sort of stats on the kind of visitors that you have to the hotels or restaurants? I mean,
mixed demographics. We have a lot of the Chinese, Arabic and Western clientele, American clientele as well. I think the Mayfair Hotel is situated in such an iconic place in Mayfair. It's a perfect place to have a hotel.
There are thousands of hotels, obviously, in London. What would you describe as the big, unique selling point, the USP for your group?
I think as well, we are bringing restaurants and bars in now as well that are not just known as hotel restaurants and bars. They're standalone. And I think that's a big drive. And when the guests come down, they don't have to go out for restaurants and bars. They actually dine with us as well and have a restaurant experience as if it wasn't in a hotel.
I always ask this question for this slot about Brexit, not how you voted, but do you think it will have any impact on the business at all?
Absolutely not. No, I believe as well we're very strong in the market as well with both British clientele, British staff. And so I don't think it will have an effect at all.
And finally, do guests still take things from the rooms? They used to take dressing gowns, slippers.
No, just a number of the hotels so they can book again.
All right, good stuff. Amit Jatti from Edwardian Hotels London, thank you very much. It is 8:36.